Over in Atlanta, New Year's Day, January the 1st, it's the Peach Bowl. Auburn coming in at 10-3, Central Florida 12-0. Of course, this is the group of five representatives, Central Florida, getting to play one of the big boys in the Power Five. Again, the big boys throwing the little boys a bone. Listen, yeah. I think this game is going to be a lot closer than a lot of people expect. The Knights are coming in 12-0. Head coach Scott Frost, he's taken the Nebraska job, going back home to his alma mater, but he and the entire staff have stayed on, and they're coaching the Knights in this game.
Yeah, Coach, and to me that says a lot about Frost, the players, and the administration. They all put egos aside, and I feel it gives them the best chance in this Peach Bowl. I like it, but from a coach's standpoint, does it make sense to you?
There's really no easy answer when you're in this predicament, and it's become commonplace, though, over the last decade or so in major college football. Hats off to all the parties here, though, especially Bill Moos, the new Nebraska AD that came over from Washington State. I don't think I've ever seen a major coaching change handle with such grace and class from both Central Florida and Nebraska in all of this. I think this is going to bode well for the Knights as they get ready to play Auburn.
Well, first of all, I agree with you, and you know we've taken some shots, not you know personal shots, but we've certainly pointed out that Nebraska, after firing Frank Solich and hiring Bill Callahan and on, maybe this is the right guy to, you know, the new AD is the right guy to turn things around there. You talk about Central Florida. Their defense gave up a lot of points their last two games to South Florida and Memphis. But prior to those games, they were shutting teams down. They had some injuries on that side of the ball, and now we see some of those players are closer to full speed. Auburn had some injuries as well and some key injuries. Cam Pettway missed basically half or more than half the year. Running back Kerryon Johnson, he was playing in pain in that SEC championship game. I actually see where Johnson is listed as probable for this game.
Well, Johnson, he shouldn't play in this game. He's not healthy. He was hurt. I mean, he shouldn't have been on the field in the SEC championship game. I'm still trying to wrap my brain around that one. There's no way that kid was even remotely ready to play in that SEC championship game. I guarantee you this much, had that been Mercer they were playing, the kid wouldn't have been on the field. But I will say this, he wouldn't have been any more effective against Mercer than he was against Georgia. I think it was a travesty to have that young man suited up and put him out there and put him at even more risk.
Well, Coach, first of all, you know, we like the courage and the commitment of the kid, but the coaches sometimes, adults, they have to go step in and say, look, you're going to have to sit this one out. No matter what the consequences are, how big the game is. And listen, I get it. Auburn faced one of the toughest gauntlets in college football history to end a season. The final 3 weeks of that year, of this year, they beat number one Georgia. Then they beat number one Alabama. Then they had to face Georgia a second time with their best player, in my opinion, Johnson, maybe at 50%. Now, the question I have is, after all those huge games, the magnitude of those games, how much does a Peach Bowl really mean to the Auburn players?
That's hard to answer, especially when you're not around the team on a daily basis. You can get a better feel for what their intensity level is and what their focus level is. Different teams respond to different situations in different ways. There's just no certain pieces of the puzzle that fit together all the time. You never know. But I do know this much. If Auburn doesn't come into this game and ready to play and focus, then the Knights, they may get a tiger on their lance to take back to Orlando.
Yeah, look, Coach, we can look back at 10-year, 20-year recent history. These quote, group of five teams, when they get a chance to show they belong and the Power Five team is not really all that excited to be there, it doesn't bode well for the Power Five team. A couple of numbers. First number is the number 12. Scott Frost took a team that was 0-12 2 years ago. Now they're 12-0. An incredible turnaround. Nebraska, I think, as we talked about, they might have finally found their guy in Frost. Central Florida, they've only played in one New Year's Day bowl game. It was in 2014. They were playing a Power 5 team. They were a 17-point underdog to Baylor, and the Knights won that game outright by 10. This game pits mid-major or group of five versus a Power 5 team that was a win away from the playoffs. History shows that Power 5 team covers less than 40% of the time in this type scenario, and sometimes they lose outright like Baylor did.
I think that Central Florida's got all the tools to come in and take care of Auburn, especially if Auburn thinks they're just going to win this strictly on athletic ability. I don't know that I like the Knights to win straight up, but again, I think this is going to be a very close game. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back, look at the Citrus Bowl, LSU and Notre Dame.
I won't live without you. I don't need to believe.